The public relations officer of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, has appealed to students seeking admission to the country's universities not to concentrate only on the well-known ones, but also look at others offering good programs. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Krampa said although students are still seeking admission to universities, there's been an increase in the total intake of students. He advised them to look at long-distance studies as an option.
The government provided 7 million Ghana cedis to enable most of the tertiary institutions to complete some of their projects. Now, you also recall that there was an increase in the quota of colleges of education by 40%. All those were measures that were put in place by the ministry to ensure that more students were admitted this year. And I'm happy to indicate that most of the institutions have actually increased their intake. For instance, University of Education Winneba has increased its intake by 50%. Even KNUSC also increased their intake by over 70%. University of Professional Studies also increased their intake by 100%. And then the newly universities, namely the University of Health and Allied Sciences and University of Energy and Natural Resources, also increased their intake by almost 300%. Now, all those things have actually taken place just because of the measures that the ministry put in place to increase the intake of students in tertiary institutions. But I must also add that apart from the regular students, we have students who are also pursuing distance courses. You know, most of the public universities are pursuing distance courses. I mean, they put in place courses for, that students pursue. You know, like University of Ghana, University of Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, University of Education, Winneba, they all have in place distance courses. So this courses are also available for the students. And the University of Cape Coast, they have even established a campus in Accra just to enable a lot of their students who want to pursue courses by distance to avail themselves of that unique opportunity. And then I must also add that we have about 60 private tertiary institutions scattered all over the country. They are also available for some of their students actually to avail themselves. But what I have realized, by my personal observation, is that most students are only interested in certain universities, that's KNUSC, Cape Coast, and then Lagos. And that is why there's always large concentration of students in those institutions. There are other institutions, public institutions, like the Ghana Institute of Journalism, which has a charter even to award degrees and diplomas. Those institutions are also available for our students to avail themselves of.
That was the PRO of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa.